Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Love That Boy, What Two Presidents, Eight Road Trips, and My Son Taught Me About a Parent's Expectations, by Ron Fournier. Read by Jonathan Yen. Introduction. Washington, D.C. Our noses almost touched the wall. Tall, white, and seamless, it was the only thing standing between us and the President of the United States. "Stay right there," a White House aide told my wife and three children. "The President will be with you in a minute." Suddenly, the wall opened. It was a hidden door to the Oval Office. "Come on in, Fournier," shouted George W. Bush from behind his desk. "Who you dragging in?" It was my last day covering the White House for the Associated Press, and this April 2003 visit was a courtesy that presidents traditionally afford departing correspondents. I introduced my wife, Lori, and two daughters, Holly and Gabrielle, before turning to their younger brother, 5-year-old Tyler.
"Where's Barney?"
my son shouted. The five of us stood in front of Bush's desk, which, like everything else about the Oval Office, had a history. One of the most famous pictures of the Kennedy era, taken a few weeks before the president's assassination, captured John F. Kennedy Jr. playing at his father's feet beneath the same desk, which the younger JFK considered to be his secret clubhouse. Behind Bush, outside broad southern windows, sat a tiny black dog.